Chapter 4
Becca's father? I asked Val and Leah. You think he's a member of the Brotherhood of the Blue Lotus?
He matches the description,
Valerie said as she twirled her short brown hair nervously, and her emerald eyes wouldn't look up.
I remember seeing it when we went to her family's barbecue a few summers ago, and he took off his shirt to go swimming. I thought it was strange at the time, but wow. He's got a mini lotus garden in his backyard, too,
Leah added.
And Becca... Well, she always joked around that if she got desperate, she'd just steal all her parents' jewelry.
Well, what about the hair? Surely you'd recognize if the dude had a blue flower grafted onto his scalp.
Come to think of it, I don't know,
Val admitted with a frown.
Becca's dad always wore a baseball cap.
Even in the pool?
Even in the pool.
The green-eyed were-turtle nodded.
He kept his head above water the whole time, so I never thought anything of it. Holy shit, you're right!
Leah trailed off and looked at her friend with wide blue eyes.
Do you think Becca knows?
I have no idea,
Val said with a sigh.
No way,
Leah argued as she shook her head.
Becca wouldn't keep something like that from us. We're her friends.
Up until a few weeks ago, I didn't know you were a polywarm.
The brown-haired accountant raised an eyebrow at her friend.
If you could keep something like that from both of us for so long, then I'm sure Becca wouldn't want to tell us about her father being in a cult.
It's a pretty hard subject to breach. Hey, guys, I know you're my best friends and all, but my father is part of a cult that worships an ancient Egyptian god and has a flower embedded in his head. Yeah, if she does know about her dad's escapades, I doubt she'd be flaunting it all over the place.
Or maybe she doesn't know,
Ada suggested.
I love Becca dearly, you all know that. But she is not exactly the most observant person when it comes to anything outside of math and numbers.
Well, fuck!
Leah grumbled as she rubbed her fingers through her golden locks.
I don't even know how we're going to go about finding out. If Becca doesn't know, then we probably shouldn't be the ones to break it to her. But if she knows about her dad and we don't say anything, then we lose out on a major opportunity.
If this is even all true,
Val reminded us all,
the last thing we need is to make this sort of an accusation without any proof. Maybe we can find Becca's father out in public and I can use my magic to rip off his hat.
Naomi suggested, though her tone told me she was only half joking.
That would be the easiest way to tell if he had the blue flower on his head or not.
I don't think we even need to be that tricky. Surely we could just see if Becca could set up a meeting with her father, right? We don't even have to let her know anything about our intentions or our suspicions.
Where is Becca, anyways?
Janine asked as she looked around the room.
Aren't you three usually inseparable?
She had a lot to drink,
Val explained with a laugh.
So we put her back in her office so she could sleep it off.
So it's probably not the best idea to wake her up right now. We can talk to her in the morning. In the meantime, I guess we just need to hunker down for the night and enjoy ourselves. We can try to do some more research on the Ancient Order of the Nile in the morning. And then once Becca sobers up, we can bring her back here and try to figure out if her father actually is a member of the Brotherhood or not.
Sounds like a plan to me,
Naomi said with a smile.
I've got a bottle of scotch with my name on it out there at the bar.
Only one bottle per night,
Ada called after the witch as Naomi headed for the door.
We cannot just keep giving them away for free.
It's fine, Ada, I smirked. I've seen how well Cincy's Jewel is doing, and I'm not worried about giving our employees free alcohol, especially after all the shit she's gone through today.
Thanks, Carter.
Naomi winked.
I'll have to really thank you later.
Blood rushed down to my manhood as I thought of all the ways Naomi had thanked me in the past, and I couldn't wait for whatever she had in mind. Then the witch sashayed her leather-clad hips from side to side as she exited the room, and Janine was right behind her.
I'm going to go get a drink, too,
the redhead said as she rubbed her face.
It's been a long night,
and I've got some management to do,
Ada admitted.
I need to head back over to my place and make sure everything's running smoothly, and also call the cleaner to check in with him.
Fine with me. Just be sure you're here tomorrow when we finally talk to Becca. The succubus hurried out of my office, which just left Val, Leah, and I alone.
I need to go get some fresh air,
Leah sighed as she seemed to zone out.
This is a lot to take in.
Just promise you won't stray too far from the building, I reminded the polywarm. Naomi's spell only works for about 50 feet in any direction outside of the lounge's walls.
I'm probably going up to the roof,
Leah admitted.
I won't go far, I promise. Are you coming, Val?
I'm going to stay behind for a second,
Val said.
There was something I wanted to talk to Carter about.
All right.
Leah nodded, and then she headed for the door.
I'll see you soon.
The blonde exited the office, so I turned to look into Valerie's deep green eyes. What's up? I asked the beautiful marketing student. Is it something with Becca?
Maybe.
Val frowned and then sat back against the desk.
There have been a lot of changes in my life lately. First, I find out one of my best friends is a frog woman, then I get turned into a giant turtle creature, and now my other best friend might be the daughter of a cultist. All that on top of my boss being a freaking werepanther who's basically in charge of the whole paranormal scene in this city? Fuck!
Boss? Is that all I am to you? A bit of red glowed up in Val's mocha-toned cheeks, and she let out an awkward laugh.
Friend, boss,
the were-turtle murmured.
Same thing.
It's most certainly not the same thing. I think I've only had, like, one or two bosses that I've actually given two shits about in my life. Besides, I've seen you naked, so that's got to count for something, right?
That's why I wanted to talk to you.
Val gulped and cleared her throat.
I wanted to finish what I started the last time we were alone together.
My heart stopped in my chest, and all of my blood seemed to rush down into my loins. I was still clad in only my spandex shorts, so I knew every inch of my rising manhood was visible. Then again, I wasn't going to complain. The last time the two of us had been alone together, Valerie had just gotten back from her car crash. She needed to take a shower and clean herself off, and she came on to me pretty hard, but I turned her down out of concern. This made her frustrated sexually and non-sexually, which then transformed her into her were-turtle form for the first time. I don't know, I said, even though every ounce of my willpower screamed to me to say yes. The last time we were alone together, you turned into a giant, hulking beast and tried to kill me. And that was just with us making out for a few seconds.
I know that.
Val nodded.
And I am truly sorry for what happened, but I can control myself better now. Thanks to all the exercises you and Ada and Janine have made me go through in the last few weeks, I've been able to suppress the creature inside of me.
How do you know?
Because I haven't transformed,
she continued.
I've been cut off in traffic, I've had mean girls talk shit about me in my dorm, I failed one of my tests. All things that got me hot under the collar, yet I didn't lose my cool.
This is different, though. This is a different type of stimulation.
It won't happen again,
Val said as her face turned red, and she refused to look me in the eyes.
I know from experience.
Experience? I frowned. Have you been with somebody lately?
No!
She said instantly, and her wide eyes shot back to mine.
Heavens, no, but, I have thought about you a lot lately, particularly when I'm, you know what, just trust me on this, Carter.
Oh, I said as the light bulb seemed to light up in my head. You've been thinking about me during the late night hours, huh?
I just think it's not fair you've seen me naked, but I haven't seen you naked.
Val cleared her throat as her eyes flitted to the bulge in my pants.
You have an amazing body, and I love the feeling I get when I'm around you.
What sort of feeling is that? I was certainly getting a lot of feelings right now, all of which were centered around my nether regions.
It's not even that sort of a feeling,
she clarified.
I mean, yes, I do get those feelings around you, especially when you're half naked or when I think back to the wonderful few moments in the shower. But I'm talking about, well, something more like safety. I feel safe when I'm around you, Carter. You gave me my first real high-responsibility job, and you helped save me when I got into my accident. Then you stuck with me throughout all the craziness with Newt and me becoming a were-turtle, which I would never expect anyone to do.
Of course I was going to stick with you. You were my friend before you were a were-turtle, and you're my friend now.
Just a friend? Is that all I am to you?
My heart seemed to jump up into my throat as the brunette parroted my earlier words back at me. The last time we were alone and we'd made out, I felt a bit weird about it and didn't want to take advantage of a woman who had just been through a traumatic experience. But I wanted Valerie for sure. Her soft, mocha-toned skin looked silky to the touch, and her sweet pink lips looked sweeter than a ripe peach. I remembered back to the day when I'd helped her in the shower, and my mind raced with excitement when I thought about her supple, perky breasts with their dark nipples, and the delicious-looking slit that sat between her legs. As my mind wandered, my nostrils filled with a sweet smell that reminded me of a freshly squeezed lemon mixed with a bit of lavender. It was Valerie, or more specifically, her arousal. "Are you sure?" I asked, as I locked eyes with the brunette. "I don't want to take advantage of a friend, Val."
"Carter..."
She shook her head.
"I've thought you were handsome ever since we met at Ada's club. And after hanging out with you for so long afterwards and seeing how well you treat people and how great you are to your women, you're so thoughtful and sweet and kind, and you always make us feel safe. Nobody has ever made me feel as safe as you do in my entire life. I think that's what I was craving that day in the showers, and I might have come on strong because of the trauma or because of my new were-turtle hormones or whatever, but I'm completely lucid now. And I want you, Carter."
The smell of Valerie's arousal grew stronger, and the primal instincts inside of me wanted to just bend her over the desk and take her right here and now. It seemed like Val had made her decision about this, and I wasn't about to stop her if that was what she really wanted. Because, honestly, it was what I wanted, too. "You know," I murmured, and I raked my hungry gaze over the brunette. "I can't stop thinking about that day, either. Every time I close my eyes at night, I see your perfect, slender body glistening as the water pours down, with your hair all wet and the suds trailing down your breasts, and your cute butt pressed up against me. It's fucking haunting, Val, but in the best way possible."
"I won't allow it to haunt you any longer,"
Valerie said as she bit her lip. Then the woman stood to her feet and reached down to the ruffled purple top she wore on her body. Valerie wasted no time in pulling it off over her head, which revealed the red silk bra that held her perky breasts in place, as well as her tight tummy. The woman's smile grew wider as she slid her thumbs into her waistband, and then she sashayed her hips back and forth. As her wide hips moved from side to side, the were-turtle's gray pants moved down her silky thighs, and I caught a glimpse of her matching red panties. They were already wet with arousal as she playfully tossed her pants to the side and pulled off her high heels, and then Valerie placed her hands on her hips and locked eyes with me. "Damn," I gulped as I took all of her in. "Matching underwear and everything? Did you plan this?"
"I've been planning this for a while,"
she admitted as she took a step toward me and placed her hand against my bare chest.
"Now, where were we a few weeks ago?"
Before I could answer her rhetorical question, Valerie pressed her lips up against mine, and we began to kiss intensely. As our tongues explored each other's mouths, my hands rubbed along the sides of her body until they eventually reached her ass, which I gave a playful squeeze and then a slap. Val let out a surprised gasp at the slap, and then she giggled happily as her right hand reached down and touched my cock. She gently traced the outline of my bulge with her index finger for a solid minute, and I grew even harder at her touches. I knew these spandex were pretty durable, but I was also starting to wonder if I was going to actually tear through them with my manhood. I gave Valerie's ass a few more rubs before I followed the curve of her backside up toward the clasp of her bra. And once I had it in my grasp, I quickly unfastened the little clip and helped slide the straps down over Valerie's shoulders. Her dark, pointed nipples were rock hard when they were exposed to the air, and there was nothing in the world I wanted more right now than to give them a nibble. So that's exactly what I did. I pulled away from Val's mouth before I started to nibble my way down her neck.
"Carter,"
she moaned as I teased her erogenous zones with my tongue. Eventually, I made it down to her breasts, where I promptly circled her left nipple with my tongue and then gave it a gentle bite. Then I moved on to the other one as my right hand slid down into Val's panties, and she gasped when my fingers brushed across her swollen clit. "Somebody's excited," I whispered as I traced the outline of her areolas with the tip of my tongue. Valerie's delicious pussy was already sopping wet, so there was no resistance whatsoever when I slid my index and middle finger into her. I pressed my thumb up against her clitoris as I began to plunge in and out of her depths, and her knees practically buckled under the sensation. Meanwhile, Valerie started to get more hands-on herself. The woman's fingers gave my bulge a tiny pat before they trailed up to my waistband and slid down inside, and the woman's emerald eyes lit up with surprise when she grabbed my manhood. Her surprise didn't last long, though, and Val started to stroke me gently inside of my spandex. Her touch sent glorious chills down my spine, and I let out a small moan to let her know I was enjoying myself. Her pussy spasmed around my fingers as I rubbed at her delicate swollen button, until finally Valerie's moans started to grow closer together and more hurried.
"Fuck! Carter!"
she whined, as I fingered her and teased every inch of her delicious chest.
I'm almost there.
Don't worry, I promised as I looked into Val's eyes. This is only going to be the first time. After I'm done with you here, I'm going to bend you over the desk and take you, just like I do all my women. Val whimpered, and then she suddenly tensed up.
I'm coming!
The green-eyed woman threw her head back as her entire body spasmed with carnal joy, and her delicate flower quivered at my touch. I felt her lovely juices spill out onto my hand and down her thigh, and when I pulled out, I instantly reached up for her waistband. Time to get these off, I growled as she came down from her orgasm. Then the real fun can begin. I gently pulled down Valerie's soaked panties to reveal her soft, delicious womanhood. The lips of her labia were still throbbing with the blush of her orgasm, while the small tuft of brown hair at its top was matted and wet with her arousal. Her scent was now even stronger, and I thought I was going to go crazy if I didn't take her right here and now.
Your turn.
Valerie giggled as she coyly flipped her panties off to the side and then nodded down to the bulge in my pants.
I felt it, but I want to see it now. And taste it.
My heart pounded like a drum at the thought of this beautiful woman with her legs wrapped around my cock, though it was nothing compared to the throbbing that was going on down south. Valerie dropped down to her knees and slowly began to tug off my spandex shorts, and she had to move to the side a bit when my cock was released, since it sprang to attention and almost hit her in the face. Val giggled at the absurdity of the situation, and then she bit her lip and stared down at the monster in front of her as she got my shorts down to my ankles. Are you sure you want to take all of this? I asked.
If I can't take it in my mouth, I don't know how I'll take it in my pussy.
She teased as her soft fingers curled around my erection. Valerie's tongue slid out of her mouth as she licked up the pre-cum on the tip of my dick, and then she smirked before she started to twirl her tongue in clockwise circles around the head of my penis. Oh, fuck, I moaned as waves of pleasure echoed through my lower half. Oh, that's amazing, Val. The brown-haired woman circled my head a few more times before her right hand slapped against my bare ass and gave it a hard squeeze. Next, Val's left hand reached up and rubbed my balls softly as she teased the tip of my dick, until finally she placed her soft lips up against me and shot me a sultry stare with her emerald orbs. Then Val opened up her mouth and slid my dick inside. My entire lower body tensed up when I felt her warm, wet mouth around me, and then the warm coil in my stomach began to twist when I bottomed out against the back of her throat. Valerie pulled her head off me before she licked her lips, gave my ass a playful smack, and then went back to work. She spent the next few minutes sucking me off while she fondled my tightening balls and gripped my ass tight, and every few gulps she would stop and run the edge of her tongue along my shaft before she got back to work. She wasn't even taking me all the way into her mouth, yet I was on cloud nine. Valerie was really fucking good at this.
You taste so good.
Val purred in the split second I wasn't inside her, and then she slipped back over me like a glove. This time, Valerie got about halfway down my cock before she stopped, and she took a long breath as she jiggled her shoulders in anticipation. She then forced her head forward and let out a slight gag as she took me in. All of me. Her lips touched the very bottom of my shaft, and I groaned intensely as I knew my orgasm was building. Oh, your throat is so tight, I growled as I ran my hands through her beautiful locks. Oh, goddamn, Val. She pulled off my dick with a wet pop, but she got right back to work. Valerie deep-throated me for another minute or so until finally I felt myself reaching the peak of the mountain. Suddenly the warm coil in my abdomen snapped, and all I could do was throw back my head and moan as I erupted like Mount Vesuvius. The sounds of my orgasm echoed through the office as my balls quivered, and then I sprayed my warm seed straight into Valerie's mouth. The ceiling tiles seemed to spin as I stared up at them and felt Val's mouth swallow every last drop of my cum. And for a second I thought I was going to pass out. My legs were rubbery as I came down from my high, and when I finally looked down at Valerie, I noticed the whole room was filled with stars. Val looked up at me with her beautiful emerald eyes as she let my cock slip out of her mouth, and then she licked her lips and smiled.
I knew you'd be tasty,
she said with a wink.
But I didn't think it'd be that good.
Just wait, we've still got more to go.
I appreciate the effort, Carter,
Valerie chuckled.
But you don't have to put on a show for me. You've already made me come once, and I repaid the favor. I know most men struggle to get it up a second time, and I don't want to make you feel obliged to try.
I'm not most men, I growled as I motioned with my index finger. Now get up here. Valerie smiled intensely as she stood up, and I made sure to give her right breast a squeeze as I leaned in and kissed her neck softly. She purred as I ran my hands along her soft, toned body, from her slender torso to her tight tummy, and then to her amazingly curvy hips, And as I explored every inch of Valerie with my fingers, the blood slowly started to return to my manhood. When Val touched it again, though, it shot straight up to attention.
Oh!
She gasped when she felt me return to full mast. I told you, I smirked. I'm not done with you yet. I took a step back and then placed my hands on Valerie's wide hips. Next, I twisted her around so her back was facing me, and then I gently pushed her forward so she was bent over the desk. The woman's curvy ass was now straight up in the air as she arched her back and looked back at me with her emerald eyes, and I could see her pussy was sopping wet and practically begging to be entered. I took a step forward and then placed the head of my cock up against her warm, velvety entrance. Her pussy trembled when I touched it, and Val let out a soft whimper as her legs tensed up. Then I went in for the kill. I placed my hands on Val's ass as I guided myself inside of her, and our moans joined together in a chorus of ecstasy as I felt every ridge and valley of her tight tunnel against me. Her pussy was wetter than a monsoon, and she spasmed around my erection as I pushed myself deeper and deeper inside her.
Oh, and I thought it felt good in my mouth.
Val moaned as her hands reached out and gripped the edge of the desk.
Fuck, that's amazing. So much better than what I've been imagining.
I'll try to go slow, okay? I don't want to hurt you accidentally. The last thing we need is for you to Hulk out on me again.
No!
Val demanded as she looked back at me, and then a dark blush crept into her cheeks.
I wanted you to go hard. You won't hurt me, and I promise to stay in control.
Huh, are you sure? I asked, but she gave me a nod of approval, so I gave Valerie what she wanted. I was already about 3/4 of the way inside of Val, so I thrust my hips forward and shoved my cock the rest of the way in. I felt the tip of my penis touch her fertile cervix, and the woman moaned intensely as she buried her face into the wood of the desk. I pulled my cock out of Valerie's velvet tunnel before I got into position again and shoved it back inside of her. Then, once I was sure she was able to handle it all, I increased my pace.
You're rearranging my insides, Carter.
Valerie whimpered.
Fuck! Don't stop!
I started to jackhammer in and out of Val's pussy, and her curvy ass jiggled with each motion I made. Her tight tunnel spasmed around me as her back arched up, and she continued to grip the edges of the desk to keep herself steady. Meanwhile, my balls were so tight they were practically up inside my body. I could feel the warm coil of my orgasm as it began to creep up into my abdomen, but I figured I could keep going on like this for at least a bit longer. I kept pounding away at Valerie's pussy as I slapped her curvy ass, and I watched as she ran her right hand through her hair and moaned. Her womanhood oozed what felt like gallons of her arousal out onto my thighs and dick, which only made me get 10 times harder. Soon Val's moans started to soften, and she whipped her head back and turned it so she could look at me. You like that, don't you? I growled as I fucked her from behind.
Yes!
She gasped.
Fuck! Carter, that's so good! Your dick is so fucking hard and it feels so... Oh, Carter!
Valerie's green eyes watered with joy as her mouth fell open, and she let out an eardrum-shattering wail of pure ecstasy as her pussy tightened around me like a vice. She bit her bottom lip as her entire body quivered, and her love poured out by the fucking gallon. The sights and sounds of her pleasure were enough to send me over the edge. I pushed my cock deep into Val, gripped her wide hips tightly, and then roared as I unloaded my seed deep into her warm, fertile womb. Val's womanhood continued to squeeze me like a tube of toothpaste as I sprayed my cum into her like a fire hose in a cereal bowl, and my vision tunneled as waves of carnal joy washed over me and threatened to knock me out. Every muscle in my body was rigid at the moment, and I had to take several deep breaths to keep from passing out. Then, once every tiny bit of fluid in my body had seemingly been drained, I collapsed onto Val from behind. Satisfied? I whispered up to her as I ran my hand through her hair. Because I sure as fuck am.
I've never felt better in my life, Carter.
Val panted through a tired huff. We both laid on the desk in a crumpled heap for a few more minutes as we caught our breaths, until finally I regained the strength to pull out of the beautiful woman. A bit of my cum dribbled down her leg when I slid out, but Val was quick to catch it. The brown-haired beauty flipped around once before she reached down, wiped up the dribble with her finger, held it up to her lips, and then licked it up. The sight of Valerie enjoying my sperm was hot enough to make me regain feeling in my loins, though I wasn't sure if either of us were ready for another round. Unfortunately, we didn't get to find out. There was a loud knock on the door to my office, and my heart fell into my knees. I didn't know who it was, but I certainly didn't want one of our employees to waltz in here and see Val and I as naked as jaybirds. Hold on! I called to whoever was on the other side of the door. I'll be there in a minute! Val and I quickly got up off the desk and then proceeded to pull our clothes on. but I had to rush over to the large wardrobe at the corner of my office, in which I kept several outfits for this very occasion. I threw on a pair of khaki slacks and a casual red and white button-down shirt, and then I headed over to the door. Val was completely dressed by the time I got over there, so I opened up the door and was greeted by the sight of one of our bouncers.
"Sorry to bother you, boss,"
the bulky musclehead said as he held up a letter.
"Somebody just came by and dropped this off. Said it was for you."
"Did they leave a name?" I asked as I cautiously took the envelope. "Also, a letter? What is this, the 90s?
"I didn't get a name, boss."
The bouncer shook his head.
"He was dressed to the nines, though. Like I would have thought he was a politician or something with that suit. Damn thing looked like it cost more than my yearly salary. Anywho, I gotta get back to my post."
"Thanks, Jeremy," I said to the man as I looked down at the envelope and closed the door.
"What is it, Carter?"
Val asked as she leaned back on the desk and crossed her right leg over her left leg.
"A love letter?"
"Maybe," I chuckled, but then my face fell when I saw the name on the return address.
"Oh, fuck me."
The first line read, A.O.N. Lodge, Cincinnati Branch. A.O.N. This was a letter from the Ancient Order of the Nile.